It might not be perfect, but improvements to healthcare.gov do appear to be making it easier for people to sign up for health insurance. But even when you're done with the registration process, it might be your work is not done yet. Earlier, I talked about some things you should keep in mind with Dr. Gail Walensky, Senior Fellow at Project Hope.
It's a very important point. As you've mentioned, it appears that additional people have been able to go through the whole process on the healthcare.gov website. That's good. It's not crashing very often, occasional error messages, but nothing like what had been going on in October and November. Now what's happening is that what we heard early on occasionally, which is mistakes in the information that was being sent back to the insurance companies, are getting greater prominence now that we've gotten through the first wave of problems. People need to understand that they should be receiving verification from the insurer, an identification or some kind of notification, and also that they need to pay their premiums in order to be insured. A little while ago, about 10 days ago, a notice was sent out to many of the people who work on the Hill to encourage them to verify that their insurance choices actually had occurred, so that they don't find themselves January 1st without insurance coverage.
What about for someone, for whatever reason, they forget to pay, or if something comes up in their life and they're distracted and they can't pay? Are they going to have to go through the re-enrollment process all over again?
There is some period where you can maintain your coverage once you have had an initial payment, that there is a forgiveness period before you are removed from the rolls. You can't be removed from the rolls for 90 days because of lack of payment, but you need to not have that happen very often, or you will not only lose your insurance, but put yourself in a position of being liable for a penalty.
On another topic, you just published a study about developing a viable alternative to Medicare physician payment strategy. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, every year around this time, there is a lot of anxiety in the physician community because Medicare has been scheduled to reduce the fees it pays for services provided to seniors by physicians by increasingly large amounts. It has to do with some legislation that was passed in the 1990s to change how physicians were reimbursed and also to try to slow spending. What is different about this year is that there is serious conversations, legislation that looks not just to kick the can down the road, so to speak, but to actually make some significant changes in how physicians would be reimbursed so they wouldn't have to do this all the time. It would move to a better focus on value, that is, getting good clinical outcomes for the money that's spent, rather than the current reimbursement system, which basically rewards physicians for doing more and more complex procedures rather than focusing on the health outcomes of the patients that they treat.
And that's Dr. Gail Walensky. She's a senior fellow at Project Hope.